What we do here is go back.
Yo, you dealing with the X Factor.
Levis throwing deep, and it is intercepted. Xavier McKinney, 3 interceptions in 3 games. 5-man pressure, Levis goes down again.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Crystal Rosh was last seen on June 11th. We now know investigators had their eye on her husband. The 43-year-old is now charged with first-degree murder and hiding a corpse.
Speaking before the Common Council, the mayor says the city's in better position to address its financial concerns this year than a year ago.
The funds we deployed from the Biden-Harris administration's American Rescue Plan Act to sustain city services, they're not part of this budget.
A stunning announcement from number 4.
You'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Regardless of how you feel about him, I would hope that you would keep him in your thoughts, your prayers, and send your warmest thoughts his direction.
Just brutal, brutal news.
The latest episode of Fun with Flags is online.
You want to know what that is?
I think I know. Is the can been kicked down the road?
Yes, the can has been kicked.
They solicited, quite on their own, entirely through private channels, very self-selected channels, to conduct a design competition.
That's funny, a little bit, though.
How dare they? The people who live here would come up with a suggestion for you all on high at City Hall. How dare they?
So nothing changes.
I'm tired of talking about this.
I have some news.
Hoda Kotb breaking news about herself. The Today Show anchor leaving the network morning newscast.
I realized that it was time for me to turn the page.
President Biden will use his final address at the United Nations General Assembly to try and rally world leaders to come together and tackle major global challenges.
It's the fourth time I've had the great honor of speaking to this assembly. As President of the United States, I've seen a remarkable sweep of history.
Thank you all, my friends, and I'm confident life will prevail.
Israel has made peace and will make peace again.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Frank Mosley, guilty of first-degree reckless homicide.
Milwaukee rapper has been convicted of reckless homicide charges stemming from a crash last fall that killed a pregnant Shorewood woman and her unborn child.
Infamous history in New York City today. The mayor, Eric Adams, becoming the first ever sitting mayor to be indicted.
I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength and my spirit.
Anybody in your house?
Hurricane Helene came ashore as the most powerful storm to strike Florida's Big Bend region in nearly two centuries.
In Pasco County, sheriff's deputies in boats have carried out at least 200 high water rescues.
Meteorologists and officials have been predicting up to 8 feet of storm surge. That's exactly what we got.
13 former employees at a Malaysian latex glove supplier for Kimberly Clark have filed a lawsuit against the company alleging they were trafficked, abused, and provided unsanitary company housing with barely edible food.
Debbie Collinson for Sandy Max on What's on Tap tonight. We have a legend. Here in wrestling?
This wrestling is not for real.
I told you to knock it off. I told you to knock it off.
Wait.
We are on your best behavior here.
Are you in control, Yeti? Huh?
Yeah,
I don't think we have to wait until October 19th.
Guys.
Yeah, I think we can go right now.
Hold on, it's 6:38 on WTMJ.
Feel fake, huh?
Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents unanimously voted to fire former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow from his faculty teaching position.
Lucky guy. That's all I'll say.
A statement from her family confirmed the death of Dame Maggie Smith.
Perhaps it would be more useful if I were to transfigure Mr. Potter and yourself into a pocket watch. That way one of you might be on time.
And one of her last roles on the big and small screen was that of the Dowager Countess Lady Grantham on Downton Abbey.
Do I look as if I turned down a villa in the south of France?
What are we, gay?
I don't speak yet.
I'm 180 years old.
Guten Tag.
Limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.